Whether you call them GIFs or GIFs, they're short for Graphics Interchange Format, and better known as the looping video animations that are everywhere on mobile and social media. And at the Giphy Film Fest in New York, they're moving from touch screens to the big screen.
I think people are just used to shorter form content in general, and I really think people will embrace this format as a type of entertainment.
Users can upload their video and photos to sites like Giphy.com and GIFs.com, which then generate the GIFs automatically, making them easy to share on social media.
In an emoji, you can give a thumbs up or a smile, but in a GIF, you can give a full reaction. And I think that that is what really has taken it to the next level.
The entries were so different. They were live action, they were illustrated, they were stop motion, they were experimental. Some were sad, some were heartbreaking, some were romantic, some were terrifying.
But if it only lasts 18 seconds or less, can you really call it a film? For these creators, it's beside the point.
I don't care about like taking someone on a long journey. I just want someone to remember it, and oftentimes like I find that it's more effective to do that with a short piece.
I love GIF formats because they're super easy and they're super quick. In a day, I could create one GIF and post it and share it, and it's like an addiction.
In the last 6 months, I've gone from 136,000 views to 200 million, so it's been a whirlwind.
They're also democratizing access for aspiring filmmakers and artists.
Maybe you don't have the means to create a feature-length film right now, or even the means to create a short-length film, but you could probably create a film within 18 seconds.
Just shoot something with your phone, shoot something with your iPad. There are cameras everywhere. There is no excuse to not make a film.
And in the age of diminishing attention spans, it's timely entertainment. Tina Trin, VOA News, New York.